I'm outside Leeds Crown Court, where the 29 people accused of ambushing the coal train on its way to Drax Power Station last year are up for trial. And there's a group of their supporters outside with banners saying things like burning coal is killing us and stopping climate change is not a crime. So, can I just have a quick word with you, if you don't mind telling me why there's quite a group of you here, why you've come?
We want to show support for the people who've taken the action against Drax Power Station and the coal industry in general. You know, we want to show that there is a wide growing movement in this country saying that coal needs to stay in the ground, that's where it should be, and all groups and campaigns working towards that should be supported.
And you think the situation's serious enough to justify, without going to the specifics of this case, actions like stopping a train and tipping out the coal on the tracks? We've reached that sort of level of crisis.
Yes, I think we've probably even passed that level. You know, if you look at the science that's coming out, we're getting very, very close to critical points. What's needed is radical direct action now. You know, if we are going to, you know, protect the planet and future generations, there's a lot of dangerous stuff coming our way, and anything we can do it. And if that requires us people to break the law and do radical action, then that's what we need to do.
And we've all depended on electricity this morning, I guess. I mean, you probably turned the lights on this morning when you got up, I don't know, cooked your breakfast, etc. How are we going to carry on with that, given that we've all got used to living a lifestyle that depends so heavily on power?
Well, we're just going to have to look at our lifestyle. It's not sustainable. If we're living a lifestyle that takes in resources that consume five times the planetary stuff available on the planet, then it's simply not sustainable. We need to look at our whole system generically. You can't just tinker around the edges. It needs to be systematic change.
And that would mean less power, but generating power by other means. I mean, I don't suppose you're in favour of nuclear power.
We're definitely against nuclear power. It's just as many problems as coal and the rest of them. No, what we're interested in is sustainability, long-term change, where people produce and consume what they need and not depending on the global south, where we invest a lot more in alternatives, which is not happening at the moment.
Could you just tell me why you're here? I've just asked the same question of your colleague, isn't it?
Supporting the people that are in court for the Drax train action, because I believe that climate change is real and happening, and we have to find ways of reducing our energy usage to stop the world ending, basically, and lots of people dying.
And how far have you come today? Are you from locally, or have you come a long way?
I'm local, yeah. I'm from Leeds.
Does that apply generally, or have we got people who've come here from a long way away?
I think there are some people that have come from further away, yeah.
And I was just asking your colleague down there, I mean, we all kind of depend on power. We've all got used to power, at least people my age have. So what are we going to generate it if we can't use coal? I don't suppose you're in favour of nuclear either.
No, I'm certainly not in favour of nuclear. I think we have to look at investing heavily in sustainable forms of energy generation, but also reducing our energy usage. We all use far more energy than we actually need to use for things that really aren't important for a happy and content life.
I've just been in court where the trial has now started, and Richard Mansell QC prosecuting has described the ambush and hijack of the train, the way that the protesters stopped it at a bridge, used a bridge to clamber on, made little tents over the train while they then shoveled tons of coal off it as part of their protest. But his main point has been, at the very end of his remarks, he turned to the jury and said, "You may wonder what possible issue it is you're here to try, because it's so evident what actually happened." And he says the Crown is suggesting that the 22 defendants want to play on your emotions and sympathies with their cause. He says the Crown regard this as a misuse of the court process to continue the protest action, which they started when they boarded that train just over a year ago. It was on Friday the 13th of June last year. So the Crown's case is that they're using the court to further the protest rather than of what it's meant to be for, which is deciding whether or not they actually did this. They accept there's no real doubt about that.